Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I chuckled and smiled and just thought that this world is an amazing place. I imagined a few bars and the deep voice of Louis Armstrong singing, "What a Wonderful World." It was night and I was driving, so I couldn't see the trees of green. But my reverie came about because I had just heard about something I never knew before, and the thought that there is so much in the world still to learn simply excites me and made me smile. I never knew that there was a Simpson's paradox. Simpson's paradox can happen when you combine lots of data, each of which says one thing, but when you combine them, then that one thing either disappears or it now says the opposite of what it said before. There was a recent claim that there are more deaths in vaccinated people between the ages of 10 to 59 than unvaccinated people, according to the Office for National Statistics, which then began yet another round on social media against vaccinations. However, the original report said that COVID-19-related age-adjusted deaths were over 30 times greater in unvaccinated people than fully vaccinated people. So how can combining age-specific data produce the opposite result? It comes down to age distribution of deaths, the old die more than the young, and vaccines, the older are more vaccinated than the younger. And such variables, if not careful, can produce the paradox. The ONS is now going to publish more data regularly to better show the context behind the statistics, and the Simpson's paradox will be resolved. My neurons wandered to another paradox that constantly stumps the world because the world, and our sinful-centered selves, don't want it to be true. That a virgin could give birth. That God could fit into a baby. That God can grow up. That God can be just like one of us, with aches and pains, hunger and thirst. That God can die. That people make outlandish claims about themselves isn't weird to us, but to make a claim actually to be God should be viewed cautiously. If these things are not paradoxes, then the world regards them as nonsense. But by the light of an empty tomb, when we look at them again, all of a sudden, the paradox, or the mystery, or the nonsense, gives way to truth. Truth all along. This Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And this God is different to anything we might imagine. This God has come to rescue, to give life, to serve us. This paradox, or mystery, or nonsense, according to the world, will be resolved, revealed, when Jesus reappears in glory. And that is part of what Advent is about. Another part of Advent is that Jesus has never left us. But his masks are words, water, bread and wine. Maybe there are more paradoxes still. But how wonderful is the empty tomb light? Because it still shines on us today. And we can see and live with Jesus. And living with him is also about learning new things about him, ourselves, and this world. Let us pray. Thank you, loving Heavenly Father, for coming with power to the Virgin Mary and making her the mother of our Lord. Come to us with your Holy Spirit so that we receive your saving word and rejoice in our Saviour, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.